720 WGN 249 here on Let's Get Legal, powered by the Illinois State Bar Association. Thrilled to welcome Jonathan Baum to the program, Catton Law Firm's Director of Pro Bono Services, or Cattons. Jonathan, you are kind of a legend in this pro bono space. Thanks for joining us here on the program.
It's a pleasure.
You've represented refugees seeking asylum in the U.S., folks experiencing racial discrimination in housing or public accommodation. You've been doing the pro bono, you know, leading the pro bono efforts at Catton for a long time. What drives you in this field?
Ever since I was a kid, I've always wanted things to be fair. And I was always upset when things weren't fair. And so I've always wanted to help even up the odds, and I think that's the bottom line what drives me.
I don't want to say, we always say that we don't want to assume that the listeners know everything. Pro bono, that means free, right? It's free service for people that have no way to pay, right?
Right. We provide free legal services in a variety of legal areas to both individuals who can't afford to pay for legal services and to nonprofit organizations where, you know, paying for lawyers would cut significantly into their mission.
And you guys are celebrating at Catton now 10 years of providing free legal services at legal clinics in a Chicago public school. Is that unusual to actually offer clinics in a public school?
It's very unusual. I first heard about the idea at a national pro bono conference that I went to a little over 10 years ago. I went to a session on pro bono and education, and I was trying to think about how could we be involved in education, because I was on the Evanston school boards for 12 years, so education is near and dear to my heart. And a lot of the talk was about suing school districts to get special ed services for students, and I was thinking, well, we can't do that at our law firm because we actually represent school districts. So how could we be involved in education? And somebody mentioned that somewhere, I think it had been in Baltimore, there was a law firm had started a legal aid clinic in a public school. And I thought that would be a great idea. It would be a great idea to be close to the community, to be delivering services where they're at. And I was also aware at the time that Legal Aid Chicago, which was then called the Legal Assistance Foundation of Metropolitan Chicago, the largest provider of legal aid in free legal aid in the Midwest, had to close a number of community offices, neighborhood offices, and operate solely from downtown. So there was a need to be filled. There was an educational support that we could provide. And so it looked like a great opportunity.
And you're in a CPS's Jose de Diego Community Academy. So how does it work? Is it for students that need advice? Can their parents come in? Are you there for like an hour a week? Is there a set day of the week where the services are offered? Like, walk us through like the specs of how this actually operates.
Well, actually, it's on a walk-in basis, so anybody can come in. We operate from 4:30 to 7:30. The third Wednesday evening of every month in the basement of the De Diego Academy, which is a Chicago, K-8 Chicago public school in the Humboldt Park neighborhood. We welcome all comers. I mean, we have a certain mission to try and support the community and the surrounding neighborhood, but we actually get clients from all over the city. We work closely with the school, and you asked about, we haven't represented any students. But what we do find is that the school is aware of our presence and what we are offering to the community, and they get that message out. And so we often have parents of students who have faced legal issues who, the student may have said to their teacher, you know, we're dealing with such and such terrible problem in my home. And the teacher says, you know, you should get some legal help, and they refer them to us.
And this could be on a wide-ranging thing. So it's obviously not only just education issues. It could be immigration issues in certain communities. It could be anything.
It's immigration issues. It's a lot of public benefits issues, Social Security benefits, stuff like that. It's family law issues, divorce, child custody, and so forth, housing and consumer disputes, expungement of criminal records. It's a whole range of things.
Is it just talking through someone and that's like the pro bono part? It's just the free advice or here's what we do next? Or does it like get to like the representation phase? How does a clinic work like that?
It can be any one of those. The most common is advice. People come in, they tell us the issue, we suggest ways that they can handle that. And we really like to empower folks. You like to give them the background and the backing to advocate for themselves. So a lot of it is simply advice. Sometimes it's a referral to another legal organization that provides more specialized help of the kind that they need, and sometimes it's a full-blown representation. I mean, I can give you examples.
Yeah, please do. Give me a couple.
Okay. So here's an example of a full-blown representation. Woman comes in, and she is homeless. She's living in her car with her two children, and she passed a sign on a billboard or something that advertised an apartment finding service. And so she contacts this place, and she somehow scrapes together $1,000 for them to help find her an apartment. And they never do.
Mm.
And I don't know how she even came up with $1,000. Anyway, that became an actual representation. We sued them, and we got her money back plus more.
Good.
Okay.
All right. So like you're saying, it could be a wide range in issues. Someone in the community heard about you, and they go there. Do you have another one example? We got about a minute and a half left. Something that people could take away with.
Yeah. I was making the point about self-advocacy. So we had Chicago public school substitute teacher. He had never had health insurance. He wanted to apply for Obamacare. They told him he couldn't get it. He didn't qualify because he made too much money, because they looked at his last month's earnings. And he had a good month. He'd had a lot of sub-ins, but most of the year he didn't work, and it just didn't accurately reflect his income. We dug up a federal regulation that showed that they were supposed to look at the past year's income, and on that basis he would qualify. We printed out a copy of that regulation. We handed it to him. He took it to his appeal hearing, and he got his Obamacare.
Fighting for the little guy, the little girl, the man, the woman, whoever it is in the community that just needs the help. I love that.
Right.
And you do it, obviously, for free. It's every third Wednesday, 4:30 to 7:30 at the D.
No. It's the third Wednesday of each month.
Right. From 4:30 to 7:30 in the evening, right?
4:30 to 7:30, 1313 North Claremont. Our next one is on May 17th.
That's great stuff. We'll have to talk again soon. If anyone's wondering where exactly that is, it's right by Clemente. It's just north of there.
Right.
If
it's across the street.
Yeah, if that kind of helps you out there. It's been great chatting with you, Jonathan. I really appreciate your time, okay?
You too. My pleasure.
And good luck. I love that. Pro bono work is so important, and so many people text into this show all the time. We had it here today. Someone looking for free legal advice and don't know where they go. Illinois State Bar Association, ISBA, has a great website where there's often tools for pro bono or where to find lawyers. You can start there. You can go help out with Catton, or go talk to the folks at Catton and their director of pro bono services, Jonathan, as well.